Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is time to make our NFL pick for tonight. Of course, we do this every Thursday, every Friday, every Monday. I guess we do it a lot these days because there's a lot of football. And our picks are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. I'm back where I'm always at. In first place in the pick segment at 6-4. Tommy Lugauer is 5-5. Tiki Barber is actually on a run. You've won two out of your last three. You're up to 2-8. And Sean Morash is putting together the perfect season. He's 0-10.
And I could tell I'm 0-10 because this morning I got a very nice offer from your friends over at FanDuel. A deposit match in week three of the football season, which usually means please keep paying us.
Yes.
So, Sean, because you're 0-10, we'll let you to kick off the festivities. The betting line that we have, courtesy of FanDuel, is the New York Jets -6.5. So that's the number we're playing off. Sean, kick it off.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. I feel so similarly about this Jet game as I did versus the Tennessee Titans, where everybody's expecting some kind of blowout, and in the end, it is going to be crunch time nail-biting in the fourth quarter. The problem is, I took the Titans last week with the points, and it was that kind of game, and the Jets still ended up covering. So my lean here is, the Jet fan deserves tonight. Aaron Rodgers, in all honesty, whether I hate him or not, he deserves tonight. And by no means do I think this is going to be some kind of 41-10 thumping step on the throats. I think the game's going to be ugly. I don't think Jacoby Brissett's going to turn the ball over. Both teams are going to run the heck out of the ball. But in the end, the Jets are going to win and cover like 23-13. So give me the Jetsies laying the points.
Wow. Taking the Jets for only the first time this season, if memory serves correct. No, actually, you took the Jets week one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did.
You're That's right, because you're 0-10, so you obviously got it wrong. Tiki Barber at 2-8. Your pick.
I agree with Sean. You know me. I'm homers to the teams I cover and like. And so the Jets, give me them with the points. I think Aaron Rodgers puts on a clinic tonight. And when you have a run game and an offensive line playing as good as they are, it's hard to lose at home. So give me the Jets as well.
All right. Wow. Both picking the New York Jets. Let me get to myself. Look, here's a bottom line. I'm going to leave in probably about a half hour. The more I think about traffic, the more I think about how I better not miss anything. I'm going to be in my car in about 35 minutes. I am as fired up for this game as I've been in a very long time. It's the home opener. It's the idea of kind of exercising the demons of primetime a year ago. Yes, it's the New England Patriots. It's a chance for the New York Jets to be 2-1 for the first time since 2015. Wow. Think about that for a second. This decrepit franchise that I happen to love has not even been merely 2-1 since the fart in the wind season. That's what I call it, 2015, first year at Todd Bowles, and they choked the final week of the year against the Buffalo Bills. So it's a fart in the wind because it was the one random year where they were actually competent, but most other years they're not. So they have a chance to be 2-1 for the first time, and I am fired up and I'm excited. But as I laid out earlier, we are going to sweat tonight. This is not going to be easy. I can especially see the Patriots being able to run the football a lot early in this game. This has been a bugaboo early in games over the first few weeks, and the Patriots have run the ball incredibly well, including with Ramondre Stevenson. So I think that trend's going to continue, and I think I'm going to be dropping a lot of F-bombs tonight. And I think that Joe Benigno is going to be dropping a lot of F-bombs tonight. And I think that at halftime, when we're all congregated trying to go to the bathroom, there's going to be a lot of worry and a lot of concern. But at the end of the day, I think Aaron Rodgers and this Jet offense will find a way to bail out a defense that struggles early and steps up slightly towards the end, including forcing one big Jacoby Brissett turnover. But they are not covering. They are winning this game late on a field goal by Greg the Leg, and we're going to be thrilled. We're going to be relieved. Morash is going to mock me and say, what a bunch of losers. You're celebrating like you won a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, you won a football game 23-20. But I think that's what's going to happen tonight. So when you hear Evan took the Patriots getting the 6.5, I don't think the Jets are losing this game tonight. But I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be concerning. But I think at the end of the day, as ugly as it may be, they are going to pull it out. So I am actually going against Sean Morash and Tiki Barber. I am taking the New England Patriots getting the 6.5. Now, my understanding is that Tommy Lugauer didn't want to come to work today, so somebody's got to make the pick for him. I have no idea who that is.
It's Bad Tiki filling in for Tommy Lugauer while he is out getting his highlights done and his Mets jacket bedazzled. Positive Tommy, more like repetitive Tommy. Get a new gimmick, you tired clown. Well, look who's back at the helm. Hey, Evan, Tiki, Sean, how are you guys? Just kidding, I don't care. No one cares. It's Bad Tiki's turn to talk. But don't worry, I'll try not to ruin the show more than you already do on a daily basis. But hey, thanks for keeping the seat warm before a real talent like me steps in. Now let's get to Thursday night football. Jets versus Patriots at MetLife. Analyzing. Now, the Jets, they've got a solid defense, young talent, and all those delusional fans who think this is their year. The Patriots suck now. I don't even know who is on their team. This is an easy one. I really love the Jets. But wait, hold up. Oh, what's this? Evan Roberts and his good buddy Joe Benigno will both be at the game at the same time. Two sorry freaks in the same stadium analyzing. A Jets fan catastrophe in the making. I promise you the universe can't handle that much loser energy in one place. Jets fans, buckle up. I'm taking the Patriots to stomp your dreams into the turf. Take the Patriots to cover the number. This is going to be an ugly one. Sorry, Jets fans. Thank the crusty redhead and old sausage for this one. Oh, Daw Payne, bro. The pick is in. Bad Tiki rules. That's my pick. And if you don't like it, you can call me Michel Scalisi and Come Get Some. Bad Tiki out.
Wow. That was a lot better than Tommy's pick, I must say.
Oh, that was epic.
Thank you, Bad Tiki, for a very special appearance, an early appearance. He usually joins us Thursdays at 4:30. Decided, hey, it's a quick show. I got to pop on anyway. Mm. And, of course, Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. And as Bad Tiki said, and as Michelle says, come get some.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.